USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are working to pass spending bills to avoid a partial government shutdown. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is not honoring the commitment from the summer to process most of the bills in the Senate. The short-term funding extension passed in September will only fund the government through November 21st. A debate is brewing among Senate Republicans. Should the identity of the whistleblower who helped launch the impeachment drive against President Trump be exposed? Republicans Senator from South Carolina, Lindsey Graham, believes so.
The whistleblower statute was never meant to give you anonymity. It was meant to allow you to come forward without being fired. You can't use anonymity in a criminal process. You can't use anonymity in a civil process, and you shouldn't be able to. This is a misuse of the statute.
USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wade Allenroot, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
South Carolina's Senate committee is advancing a bill banning most abortion procedures in the state. The bill would ban abortions as early as 6 weeks into a woman's pregnancy. Doctors and medical providers who ignore the new law would be subject to a $10,000 fine and up to 2 years in prison. Parents and grandparents are taking note to a new study regarding toddlers and screen time. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
Toddlers who spend too much time using screens can actually damage their brain. Now, it's not just something that grandma and grandpa are saying. It's what a new study out of Cincinnati Children's Hospital indicates. The lead author saying children ages 3 to 5 who use tablets more than the recommended 1 hour a day without parental development showed less development in areas of their brain critical to language, literacy, and cognitive skills.
Thank you, Chris, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
NASCAR makes its second trip of the year to ISM Raceway near Phoenix this weekend. All three National Series will be in action for their final elimination playoff race. I had a chance to chat with Ryan Preece, driver of the number 47 JTG Kroger-sponsored car. And one of the things I asked him, with it being Veterans Day weekend, how special it is the way NASCAR embraces veterans and what they're able to do on their team for some of the people that come out, some of the veterans that will come out at the track this weekend.
Oh, I think that, you know, racing's a very, like, patriotic sport, right? And having our service members there, especially on Veterans Day weekend, is going to be good. And having a service member with us that we're honoring will be great, too. So I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully we can have a strong run this weekend and keep this Rookie of the Year battle close.
Part of the festivities to honor veterans at ISM Raceway this weekend will include U.S. Marine Corps veteran Edward Schrank performing the national anthem before Saturday's race, and then on Sunday he will also sing God Bless America. And finally, actress Felicity Huffman has started her community service following her release from prison for her role in the college admissions cheating scandal. Huffman was seen at a teen rehab center in Los Angeles on Sunday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.